The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Last week we were talking, you and I were talking about this issue of illegal immigration and the fact that President Trump and his administration have now granted what many call amnesty to an estimated 98,000 illegal immigrants through former President Obama's program for minors who arrive in the U.S. illegally. We refer to it as DACA or deferred action, so for childhood arrivals. So that's going on, and it's left people wondering whether or not the Trump administration is either is breaking a campaign promise on DACA. The president did at one point promise that he would end it immediately. So here to discuss that is Daniel Stein. He's the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform and watches all of these immigration goings-on very closely. Dan, first of all, thank you for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Morning, Vince, Mary.
So, sir, I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, you know, what's going on? Has President Trump walked back his promise on DACA?
Well, it depends on how you interpret it, but in our view, it's a complete flip-flop. When he was in Phoenix and made that big immigration speech right after he went down to Mexico City, folks may remember, he said he was going to reverse President Obama's illegal executive amnesties. And why this is important, of course, is because Obama said, at some level, I can just go ahead and ignore the law, and I can just start letting in aliens and giving them green cards, and or not green cards, but work permits and some form of administrative amnesty, literally without numerical limit, even though Congress has always had the right to set those limits. So for fair, you know, eliminating or walking back this idea of unlimited executive power to just admit aliens or let people stay who are here illegally and then give them our jobs was one of the fundamental and really core tenets of what the Trump campaign was running on.
Yes.
And while we can all certainly say that President Trump has made a good effort in a number of areas, in this particular area, Secretary Kelly, you know, has actually even gone to Congress and basically said, well, we're going to keep this thing in place until Congress provides legislative amnesty. And moreover, we thought at a minimum they would immediately suspend accepting new applications or even renewals and would just let the current ones expire. And that Trump would maybe use the DACA group, because this has been on the table now for like 20 years, as bargaining leverage to get his own legislative package through the Congress.
So you mentioned
unilaterally disarming.
Sorry, you're mentioning reigning in the power of the executive. You mentioned John Kelly a moment ago. He last week said to the House Homeland Security Committee, you've got to solve this problem, telling them that Congress has to come up with a legislative solution, as you mentioned. This is John Kelly saying to Congress, in order for these dreamers who were not going to deport to stay here, Congress has to pass a law to keep them here. That, to me, doesn't seem like the mandate the Trump administration was given when it was elected, no?
Well, that's the precise Obama administration position from 2008 to 2012, until then Obama started going crazy. But until then, he basically said, Congress needs to give me the legislative authority. I don't have that authority. Then Obama changed his mind and went full on, I can do amnesty on my own. And of course, Trump basically ran one of the pillars of his campaign, was taking on that issue, challenging it. And so, you know, what Kelly has said to Congress is it would be really hard to let those statuses expire and then put those aliens in removal proceedings. But we have not seen any analysis from DHS that suggests that there are big logistical issues with removal for people who've had this benefit. Basically, when you have a DACA benefit, you're still here illegally. You simply have a document that says you know, that's being suspended for some period of time, but your status as somebody here illegally who's subject to removal has not changed. And so it's very easy administratively to revoke the status and put the alien in removal proceedings. The question is, why? How did the Trump administration come to this policy? Why weren't we told about it before he was elected? And why can't they explain to us, if they really can't initiate removal proceedings against most of the DACA beneficiaries, why not?
And that's the problem, because I just get the impression Congress right now is so, I think, overwhelmed. I think they're shocked that they're actually in power. They still haven't gotten over that. They're doing nothing as far as any kind of legislation with health care or tax reform. We're not seeing that. So I think expecting them to tackle immigration, I think it's unrealistic at this point. I don't think they're going to tackle immigration at this point. And this is a problem that needs to be addressed, because if it's not addressed, what happens is these people grow up, they become adults, they get married, they have children who are citizens now, and then the children can start the chain migration. So they can then they can petition for their parents who are technically illegal, and grandparents and cousins and aunts and this and that and everything else. So I think it does need to be done. But do you see Congress tackling this at all?
Well, there's a bill in the Senate, the RAISE Act, it's called, that Senators Cotton and Perdue have sponsored, that would deal with chain migration. Remember, though, that immigration was one of the two issues on which President Trump was elected, that and trade. And it's how he broke down the blue wall, whether it's building the wall on the border, or rescinding DACA, or invigorating interior enforcement, or eliminating chain migration. These were, he made these very explicit promises, 10 of them, in Phoenix. And there ought to be an omnibus proposal from the administration, going beyond just the executive orders, identically proposed in the House and the Senate, that represent their package. And the administration needs to be leaning on Ryan, who, you know, we all know Ryan is a cheap labor Wall Street guy. He just sees immigration as lowering labor costs, and he doesn't really care whether it's really under control or not. And so, you know, the Trump administration has to lean into this. But
yes,
how can they, when this Russia canard, this ridiculous ongoing charade, you know, which is calculated to distract attention from the Republican legislative agenda, you know, is front and center 24/7.
It keeps doing that for sure. Dan Stein, thank you. We're going to have you back to talk about this, because there's a lot more to come on this immigration issue, and you've got a good sense of it. Thank you, sir.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything, and seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.